Andrew, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So, Andrew, has the prevalence of discussion surrounding immigration from the fear-mongering of Sudanese gangs in Victoria to also the likes of Fraser Anning, has that contributed to an uptick in this opinion?
Just a bit of context. It's still a minority position. More people in our surveys and some other surveys find that more people are supportive of the current intake or even would like to have it increased. So when we say it's gone up to 43, to get some perspective on that, in past years it's been as high as 70%. So when we've had economic problems, as in the early 1990s, 70% thought that immigration was too high, currently 43%. So that's a bit of perspective. But as you say, it has gone up. And doubtless a range of factors contribute to that.
And what kind of factors would that be?
Well, one factor would be the prominence of the issue in the media, amongst politicians, and also people's experiences. There is serious congestion in our major cities, whether it's Sydney, Melbourne, other parts of Australia. If you get on the roads, trains, there's also been a very significant increase in the cost of housing. And some people will connect this to immigration. Other people will say, well, actually, we're talking about developments over several decades, so it's hard to say that it's a function of immigration, but some people are making those connections.
Well, university-educated people aged from 18 to 29, they're overwhelmingly welcome of migration. Was it surprising that education was predicated these kind of attitudes on this topic?
No, it's been found for a long time, not just in Australia but internationally, that if you have the opportunity to have a university education and you're young, you're much more open to cultural diversity, you're more open to immigration. Although it's interesting that even amongst the young, and probably as we'd expect, there's concern about the impact of immigration on the environment and also the impact on housing prices. So those are the two issues that young, well-educated people will look to. But they're much less concerned about cultural diversity. They're much less concerned about multiculturalism and what it might be doing to Australia.
Well, following on that topic of being less concerned, only 7% of Australians have stated that they rank immigration as a high priority. Now, taking into consideration 43% of respondents believed immigration intake is too high, does that kind of mean most people really don't care too much about immigration?
I think that for most people, it's not the number one issue. We ask a question at the beginning of our survey which says, what do you think is the most important issue facing Australia? And when there's high levels of concern, for example, after the Lindt Cafe siege in Sydney, that spike, you know, went from less than 0 to 10%. The same question with regard to immigration, it's gone from 3, 4% to 7%, but it hasn't sort of, you know, gone through the roof. And I think that does indicate that while immigration is a concern, only for a very small minority is it the main concern.
If you just joined us here on The Daily this morning, we're joined by Monash University's Andrew Marcus discussing why a recent study is showing that apparently there's an increasing number of Australians that believe immigration intake should be cut down. 29% of Australian respondents believe it should be possible to select migrants on the basis of religion, particularly Islam, while 22% supported picking migrants of race. And that's a pretty similar percentage. Do you think these two attitudes are linked?
I do. Like, if someone is concerned about the current process of selecting immigrants, and not being able to take into account race, religion, ethnicity. And for a lot of people, those are terms that are interchangeable, particularly in the current context. So there is that level of concern. But again, you know, to put that into perspective, 70-80% of the respondents do not believe that we should have such a discriminatory policy. So it's a question, is it glass half full or is it glass half empty? How do you look at those statistics? I think what is most striking in those statistics is that despite the advocacy by some politicians that we should be able to discriminate on the basis of religion or race, it's very much a minority position to find agreement with that.
Yeah, like, well, going on what you're saying, you know, it's pretty interesting that, you know, while the findings, while we break them down, broadly speaking, it's overwhelmingly positive and about the benefits of immigration. Do you think do you think people will be more accepting of immigration in the future, or will we continue to see an increase of the percentage against it?
In the broad perspective, what characterises Australia is its openness to immigration, openness to cultural diversity. And in this year's report, we look at some international polling, which compares Australia with other countries. A number of organisations run these surveys. And consistently, Australia ranks in the top 10% with regard to acceptance of immigration and diversity. And that's been a consistent finding for many years. So I don't really expect that to change dramatically unless, of course, we have a serious downturn in the economy. When you have rising unemployment, then it's a very commonly held view that immigration should be cut.
Well, it'll be interesting to hopefully we can see a bit more open-mindedness continue to rise, the positive feedback people have for immigration. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us this morning.